Good morning. KSL News Time is 5 o'clock. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story this hour.
We're just hours away from the Great Utah Shakeout.
It is a statewide earthquake drill to help prepare for the next big earthquake. KSL News Radio's Adam Small is live near the epicenter of the 2020 Magna Quake, and he begins our live team coverage. Adam?
We'll have to check back with Adam coming up in just a moment. Experts say it's likely we'll see a future earthquake with a lot more power than the one that shook the Wasatch back in 2020. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston continues our live team coverage. Peter?
Tim, that 2020 quake woke up Salt Lake Valley residents and knocked the trumpet out of the Angel Moroni's hand on top of the Salt Lake Temple. State geologist Bill Keech says that was a smaller magnitude.
So we had a 5.7. We probably had $65 million worth of damage. Destroyed one school. A magnitude 7 would be about 170 times stronger.
Keech says some 140,000 homes without reinforced masonry line the Wasatch Fault. And to find out if your houses were unreinforced, Keech says some signs are if the walls are made of brick or stone and the home insurance company won't cover your property. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
Let's go back now to Adam Small. You're at Magna, Adam?
Yeah, Amanda, near the epicenter of the 2020 quake that really shook Utah and what inspired, I think, this great Utah shakeout drill really was a wake-up call for us. At 10:15 today, most of the state is going to drop cover and hold on at their homes, their offices. We know that nearly a million people have registered for this drill. Wade Matthews with the Utah Division of Emergency Management tells me it's important to know what to do when the day comes that we get the big one.
Knowing and doing the protective action could be the difference between life and death. And we know that 90% of Utahns live in earthquake country.
So if you're at work today, if you want to get under your desk and then hold on to a chair leg or something like that until the shaking stops. If you don't have a desk where you're at or something to hide under, go near a wall with no glass overhead. And Matthew says to cover your head and neck with your hands. In the case that an earthquake happens, that can prevent something from obviously hitting you in the head, which can be the difference between life and death. Reporting live in Magna, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Adam, before we let you go, we should tell our listeners that you're out there for a reason. You're at our FEMA emergency shelter that's going to be a prominent part of how KSL News Radio will prepare and report on these disasters.
Right, Tim. Yeah, so out here we have a backup transmitter. So in the case that we get a big earthquake here in Salt Lake City, say if heaven forbid, broadcast house collapsed to the ground, we have a backup transmitter here. So in this emergency, we would be able to broadcast to most of the state of Utah to let them know in this emergency what's going on, conveying that important information, telling people where they should go, what resources there are for help, and just telling them what's going on in that situation where we could lose cell towers. So it's important to know to stay with KSL News Radio when there is an emergency here at this shelter that's been built by FEMA here. We have the capability of giving you that critical life-saving information when, you know, the worst comes to worst.
All right, Adam, thank you for that report. Right now, KSL's top national story is this Republican effort to try to convict Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas in the Senate did not last very long. Democrats quickly dismissed the charges before the trial even fully got underway. ABC News senior congressional correspondent Rachel Scott is at Capitol Hill.
House Republicans impeached Mayorkas over his handling of the border, but failed to provide any evidence of high crimes and misdemeanors. Democrats argue that President Biden was ready to sign the most significant bipartisan border security legislation in decades, but it was Republicans who rejected a bill their own party negotiated under immense pressure from former President Donald Trump. The White House insisting Republicans should stop playing baseless political games.
House Speaker Mike Johnson criticized Senate Democrats for not holding a trial.
The state is trying to support entrepreneurs and encourage more people to start small businesses. KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson explains the Startup State Initiative.
The initiative would provide tools for entrepreneurs who are trying to start a business within the state.
And the nice thing is if you're in rural Utah or urban Utah, you can start a company. So we just think that in order for Utah to continue to prosper, to continue to be a place where people love to work and live and play, that starting a business is the best path for them.
Ryan Stark, executive director with the Governor's Office for Economic Opportunity, says Utah is a great place to start a business because of low taxes, a lot of access to capital, and a lot of university partners. Those who want support creating a business plan, meeting network partners, or utilizing any of the other state resources can visit startup.utah.gov. Heather Peterson, KSL News Radio.
First look traffic now on a Thursday morning, and here is Andy Farnsworth.
Well, so far it looks good in the valley, I-15 and city streets. Not seeing any slow spots yet. Good road conditions. You might see some slowing if you're on I-80 over by Highway 40, but otherwise it's pretty quiet. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Utah is expected to get the 2034 Olympic Winter Games, and that could come with some major transit projects. We get that story from KSL News Radio's Tammy Kikuchi.
The TechLink corridor has a projected timeline of 20 to 30 years from now, but with the recent Olympic updates, project managers are hoping if Utah is awarded the Games, much of the project will be completed before the Games. But Alex Baim says until they get the official word, they will press on.
It's a system that's needed to improve connectivity of transit across the region, so it's something we would want to do whether we had the Olympics or not.
One of the biggest changes would be the extension of the line from the airport to the University of Utah, which will house the athletes. The Olympics would be a major impetus for accelerating the project. Tammy Kikuchi, KSL News Radio.
The latest gambling crisis in pro sports has an NBA player losing his job. ABC senior investigative reporter Swan Tai says Jontay Porter is banned for life.
He's accused of providing bettors with information about his own health, how he was feeling, and whether or not he would be able to participate. And so these other bettors had this information, this inside information, and placed as much as $80,000 on some bets that would feature Porter's statistics.
For something like this to happen is a big deal.
What was he thinking? He's making all that money and he needs to do this?
They said that $80,000 bet would have paid out over $1 million, $1.1 million. And he told him, I'm not going to play tonight.
He was drafted, by the way, back in 2019 and has played as the center for the Toronto Raptors.
Yeah, I don't remember ever hearing of a lifetime ban in the NBA, and I've been a fan a long time.
Maybe this is a good cautionary tale.
Yeah. A massive black hole, one of the largest of its kind, was spotted in our galaxy, and it's closer than you might think. KSL News Radio's Michael Kmit is live with that story. Michael?
Tim, it's called Gaia BH3, and at 33 times the mass of our sun, it's only sitting 1,926 light-years away from Earth. So BH3 was only spotted because scientists noticed a nearby star wobbling, so to say. This happens when a black hole is siphoning material from companion stars, which causes them to release X-rays bright enough to be seen in telescopes. Now, detecting this nearby giant has made astronomers pretty excited, according to KSL.com. It's all part of an effort to create a multidimensional map of the billions of stars in our galaxy. Reporting live, Michael Kmit, KSL News Radio.